The Sila Hotel is definitely one of those iconic spots in Cape Town, really re-engineered from the original grain silo complex, dating back to the 1920s. And how exciting when we saw the transformation into what really is a magnificent hotel that opened its doors in 2017. We are chatting today to Simone Renee Harrod, who is a concierge at the Sila Hotel. And the Sila Hotel is located in the bustling V&A Waterfront precinct. It really has a distinctive design with its beautiful windows and distinctive structure with its repurposed salon topped by gleaming glass and an atrium that is pure glass. It's earned its reputation as one of the most unique buildings in the world. So what a pleasure to be chatting to Simone this morning. Now, we've all driven towards the waterfront and we all are wowed by these what look like big bug eye windows. And we wonder, what is this magnificent building? And we realize that it's part of a waterfront precinct, but originally a grain silo complex that dates back way, way, way back to the 1920s. And this complex has now been transformed into a magnificent hotel that we all love going to high tea at because it's so pretty and so amazing to be in that space. And of course, if you go to visit Zuidsmokka, you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't go for tea to the silo thereafter. So, with that in mind, it's great for us to be able to have an inside track, really an insider's preview. We're chatting with Simone Harrod. She is the concierge at the Sila Hotel. Now, I just want to say to our listeners that a concierge is like gold. You need to understand how amazing these young people are. And they are like, if you've watched The Fixer, it's like having a fixer in the hospitality space. So, Simone, I think we've sold you up quite a bit. And just a warm, warm welcome to Jet Setting with Janet. We love the concierge community, so we're passionate about what you do as much as you are passionate about executing it. It's wonderful to have you with us on Jet Setting with Janet. So a warm, warm welcome, Simone.
Thanks so
Are
much, Janet. And it's so
you
nice to
enjoying that
have this
beautiful view?
conversation. Yes, I'm glad my desk doesn't face the view, otherwise I'd get no work done. And
I can believe that.
it's so nice to actually be talking to someone who I've actually met in person over a few events as well. So thanks for having me on
It's
Jet
a
Setting
big
with Janet.
pleasure. It's a big pleasure, Simone. So now you get to wake up every day and have an office on the V&A waterfront in one of the most prestigious buildings, the Sila Hotel. It's an award-winning space. It's earned recognition as one of the most unique buildings in the world. What a huge pleasure that must be.
No, it really is. And a funny story, I never ever thought I would actually end up at the silo. I actually worked across the road from it prior to being here, and I watched them put in the windows, and I never ever thought
Oh,
to myself,
wow.
one day I could be across the bay. But here I am, and it really is an environment and a culture that I've ever like it precedes any other company I've worked for. Not that any of them were any bad off, but it really has that family unity to it, being family owned, and
Wonderful.
it's
So, Simone, you were across the road, and I'm interested to know the journey that actually brought you to the Sila Hotel. Where did you start? What was it like? And how did you end up here?
I've okay, let's cut a long story short. I studied hotel management, turned 21, got on a plane to the USA and spent 4 years abroad. I did anything that I could earn a dollar for, and worked my way through the East Coast of the USA from Florida all the way up to Boston. Then I got back when I was 25, and my parents were like, right, let's just take life serious for a little bit. I started off at a little guest house in Gardens and then moved to a property at the waterfront, my first 5-star hotel. And I was there for 7 years. Jessica, who is the concierge manager and guest relations at the Silo, she and I actually worked together. And she approached me 2 years ago and said, there's a position available, would you be interested? And so the saying goes, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So having that relationship that I had with her back then prompted her to say, you know, Simone's grown, she's been a concierge for a few years, and I think she'll be a great fit for Silo. And here I am 2 years later.
This is an amazing story. And a lot of the hospitality industry is actually about relationships. And so phenomenal that your story resonates with that. It is really about, oh, you know, who you know, where you're at, and the network that you form around you. So 2 years later, you're at the Silo. So tell us, Simone, what is it like? What's a typical day for Simone Harrod as concierge at the Silo Hotel like?
It could be a simple day of just booking a few restaurants, or it could be lost luggage, or it could be my favorite of sitting with the long stay guests and planning their itinerary from back to front because they want to leave no stone unturned because
Oh,
this is
yeah.
their world, this is their once in a world, you know, dream to come to Cape Town, and they want to do everything and everything. So I can start off with lost luggage and end off with a fine dining restaurant, and just because guests were waitlisted at a fine dining restaurant. And here we go, made your day, got you into a restaurant with a 3-month waiting list. It's all about interacting and creating relationships with our guests. And I was very lucky that when I had started in this position, when I was mentored, it was being a concierge is about your network, but it's not all about your network. It's about your guest and reading your guest and seeing what they like and how to plan their days according to. So where do you live? What do you do for fun? You know, getting to know your guest helps me plan their day accordingly. And it actually comes very naturally. So I think it's more of an instinct kind of thing. So it comes with experience and time, and it's the relationship. I can already tell that by profiling them and spending 5 minutes with them that I think they're gonna like this, this, and this. And when I, you know, pitch the idea, 8 out of 10 times I get nail on the head, or and then there's that one time, okay, we gotta dig deeper here, we gotta find out more so that we can adjust the
Wonderful.
itinerary.
That's phenomenal, Simone. And you know, I think that in the space that you work in, there's lots of opportunity to wow people and lots of opportunity to really be appreciated. Because you're a solution-driven person. You identify needs and you solve them, and that's just phenomenal. That would make anybody happy.
Absolutely. And I always joke with my parents and I tell them, I'm so glad they made me p play with that toy. You know, as kids, you have that toy where you put like the square in the square hole and the triangle in the triangle hole, and then eventually all the blocks are in the middle. And I always tell my parents, thank goodness you made me play with that, because I think my brain actually works like that on a day-to-day basis. I'm like, okay, that's not going to work. Logistically, this is how it needs to be. So it's a lot of planning, but I think it comes with experience and exposure to the industry. You're not going to know to take a pair of tackies to Cape Point and that there's like 1,000 steps to walk if you haven't done the walk yourself, you know? So,
Absolutely. That's
yeah.
phenomenal, Simone. So you've told us about the hotel. You've told us about a typical day. Now, we love the outside. Take us inside and tell us what the rooms are like, what the high tea comprises of, all the Help us see the sights and sounds.
Okay, so when you enter the silo, you'll enter in our lobby, and you'll be greeted by our lobby team. And we're an artsy hotel, so everywhere you look is a piece of art that has a story by an artist. And I don't know if you know this, Janet, but every piece of art in our hotel is actually our owner's private art collection. So there's nothing for sale. You walk through this beautifully decorated lobby. You'll make your way to the sixth floor, where you'll find the reception desk. You'll also find the concierge desk on the sixth floor and our two main restaurants. So we have the Granary Cafe and we have our Williston Bar. Our Williston Bar serves a great tapas menu in the evening, and our Granary Cafe is open for lunch and for dinner, as well as our experience of high tea from a Thursday to a Sunday. And on a Sunday, we do another special experience, which is called a brunch, where we do a little bit of live music and you get to have brunch. I think brunch is my favorite part of all the experiences here at Silo. Our team is welcoming, genuine and warm, and high tea and brunch, I think, our two most popular experiences. I think the first one would be if you carry on going from the sixth floor to the 11th floor, you'll land up at the rooftop. It's our most sought after venue at the hotel. It's situated on the 11th floor, where we also hide our pool. The rooftop has a light meals menu. They have an array of cocktails, and of course, unparalleled views of the entire city, panoramic views. That is the outlets of the silo. And if I take you into the rooms, from the time you walk in, it's a burst of color. And that's what I think I love the most about being at Silo. It's like nothing's neutral or mundane. There's an ornament that is randomly placed in the middle of nowhere, but it's actually supposed to be there. Our rooms are an explosion of colors, from bright pinks to deep purples and greens. No two rooms are the same color. So every room has been decorated, and every item in the room has been personally handpicked by our owner, Liz Biden. And we start off, we only have 28 rooms, and each room differs. I mean, an entry level silo room is so spacious. You would never say it's an entry level room, right up to our wraparound penthouse, which has its own cinema and dining room and his and hers closets, his and hers bathroom. So our rooms are really like, when you walk in, wow. And I never get bored of doing a rooming, because it's so exciting knowing, oh, I'm going to this room. And just to watch that expression on a guest's face when they check in, I think for me, it just warms me up and gives me goosebumps every time, just to see how they feel knowing I'm excited for them.
Amazing. So, Simone, it sounds so beautiful. I can smell the coffee. I can see the cocktail in that beautiful glass. I can see us watching the sunset and just chatting and having the most amazing time. Now, hotels are about their guests, right? So, as a concierge, you get to interact with so many different types of guests. Please share with us a special story of a guest interaction that you've had that became something exceptional for you.
This one ha actually happened quite recent, and I think that's why it sticks out
Phenomenal.
so
A fresh
much.
story then.
So it's actually, we don't get a lot of kids at the silo that stay here, and this particular family that was traveling had three kids, and they were only traveling with one. It was just their way of bonding with this particular child, and they had sent through a list of preferences that she liked and said how special the trip was, because this was her first international trip with her parents. So I got on board very quickly to make her stay here very memorable. So we adopted a penguin from Sandcob on the day of her birthday. So that adoption, so we planned it like that with Sandcob. So we gave her birthday, and the penguin adoption was in her name. And then every night of her stay, because her day plans were pretty much sorted, and it was she loved animals. So we being by the ocean, we said, let's give it an ocean theme. And then every night we left little notes at her bed with a special turndown treat. So the first night she got cookies carved out of like a shark, a turtle, a little whale, and it was all decorated by our pastry team and presented in her room. And then on the second night, we gave her blank cookies and icing, and she could decorate her own sea loving animals on her own, and she shared those pictures with us as well. So that was a very special moment that concierge got
I
her
love
own
that. I
adoption.
love that. It sounds so exciting because it must be, as a child traveling, I think everything is filled with wonder. And when you have somebody that engages you in that way, it just makes the experience so much more than what you had anticipated.
Oh, and there was one extra thing. The note that we got was that her favorite color was blue. So I also went out, and this was the hardest part, I think, of that whole experience, was trying to find blue sweets. So we wanted, in our rooms, we have our mini bars, and our mini bars come with complimentary candy. So we wanted to create a mini bar for her with blue candy. So she had, because her favorite color was blue, and we were going with the whole ocean theme. So we even got blue marshmallows, blue jelly beans. So her mini bar
Oh.
was full with blue sweets, her favorite color.
Oh, that is so special. No wonder they love you, Simone, because it's about the creativity. It's about bringing things alive. And I think that's what makes any guest experience really exceptional. And that's why I love concierges, because they get to creatively conceptualize, they get to have fun, they get to have to be that person in somebody's life, whether it's for 10 days or 5 days, whatever it is, it's an intervention and it stays with you forever. And I think that you're doing a great job creating those special moments for many people that visit at the silo. So well done on that, Simone.
Thank you. And I think it's like a relationship, like how every girl has a relationship with her nail tech or hairdresser. I think a concierge relationship in any property is a relationship. It's already there's a trust factor already before they even get there. They're like, nope, we want to speak to the concierge, and if it comes out of the concierge's mouth, then it's valid and it's real. So I think having that trust relationship already is very important.
Absolutely. Simone, I could stay in your world forever, and I wish I could, with the blue jelly babies and the blue marshmallows. It's just fascinating, and being able to sit and have the view that you have and interact on the ground is really special. But unfortunately, we've reached the end of our time, and all that's left for us is to now excite our listeners to come and visit you. And you've very kindly and generously given us a high tea voucher for not one or two, but for four people, which we're going
Sure.
to divide up into two prizes and
Okay.
hand over. So it's pretty phenomenal. And now, I'm there at the waterfront at least once a week, and now I'm just inspired to come back and look for Simone and say, Simone, I'm having a blue kind of day. Please, can you
Sure.
make it bright for me?
We'll make it a pink kind of day. We'll turn it around.
Definitely pink, because pink is my favorite color. Thank you for joining us, Simone, on Jet Setting with Janet, and thank you for continuing to make our destination a beautiful one, a beautiful hotel, lots of creativity, and bringing alive the experience through the concierge desk. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Janet.